The Gardendale Board of Education met Tuesday night, one day after a long-awaited order from a federal judge cleared the way for Gardendale to form its own school district, apart from Jefferson County. But questions remain, such as whether the growing city in North Jefferson County can afford to pull out, WBHM's Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart reports.
A federal judge's ruling means Gardendale can run the two elementary schools within its city limits beginning in the fall. Both Snow Rogers Elementary and Gardendale Elementary currently are Jefferson County schools. If the new city school system shows it can operate the elementary schools and satisfy the court's desegregation requirements within 3 years, Gardendale could have its own school system, including a middle and high school. Federal courts have intervened in the city's plans to start its own school system because of desegregation requirements. According to the ruling, Gardendale must appoint an African American to its school board and submit its desegregation plan to the federal court within 60 days.
You know, I know there are a lot of questions, but I will say this. We are very pleased with a pathway. We've been wanting a pathway now for 3 years, and through the federal court, we've received that.
That's Gardendale School Superintendent Patrick Martin. The school board hired him about 3 years ago after residents agreed to pay more property tax to fund an independent school system. That tax brings in about $1.5 million annually, according to Mayor Stan Hoagland. Gardendale, like any other school system, would also receive state funds, but the system would have to pay Jefferson County if it wants to keep Gardendale High School. That school costs more than $50 million. It's a tough situation, Hoagland says.
They want the school system, but they don't want me nor this council to make a decision that destroys us financially. Is there some amount of money that we can contribute? I think there is. What that amount is, I have no idea.
Gardendale is mostly white. Black students from North Smithfield Manor are bused to Gardendale schools and will probably remain there. But the future is not certain for students in the mostly white communities of Mount Olive and Brookside who also attend Gardendale schools. Craig Goolsby is a Mount Olive parent who opposes the new Gardendale system. He had hoped the judge's order would answer more questions.
I think everybody was anticipating some type of end-all, and that's not what we're faced with. There's still a lot to come out of this thing.
Jefferson County Schools, the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, and Gardendale Schools all say they are studying this order and will decide whether to appeal. For WBHM, I'm Cheryl Wheeler-Stewart.